incomplete strategy. I asked him what he suggested when someone can't find the motivation to set, let alone complete, a goal. "If I knew that," he began, "I'd be able to solve most of the problems in the world." He went on to say that you have to be hungry to achieve a goal. If you aren't, you won't keep up the discipline needed to focus on it and work towards it. "But what if you're not hungry enough?" I asked him. "Then you won't reach your goal." "Well, how do you make yourself hungry or motivated?" I asked him. He couldn't answer. And that's the rub. At a certain point, all the self-help and goal-setting programs fail. They come up against the troubling fact that if someone isn't ready to achieve something, they won't maintain the energy needed to manifest it. They'll quit. Everyone knows this experience from setting resolutions on January 1st and forgetting them by January 2nd. The good intentions were there, but something deeper wasn't in alignment with the conscious desires. So, how do you take care of that deeper state that isn't hungry? That's where the Hawaiian method you'll learn in this recording comes in handy. It helps clean the unconscious, which is where the block resides. It helps dissolve the hidden programs that keep you from attaining your desires, whether health, wealth, happiness, or anything else. It all happens inside you. Now, I'll explain all of this in this recording that you are listening to. For now, consider this. There's a quote from Tor Nora Tronder's book, The User Illusion, that sums up the essence of the mental roller coaster ride you're about to embark on. The universe began when nothing saw itself in the mirror. In short, Zero Limits is about returning to the zero state, where nothing exists but anything is possible. No thoughts, words, deeds, memories, programs, beliefs, or anything else. Just nothing. But one day, nothing saw itself in the mirror, and you were born. From there, you created and unconsciously absorbed and accepted beliefs, programs, memories, thoughts, deeds, and more. Many of these programs go all the way back to the beginning of existence itself. The whole purpose of this recording is to help you to experience moment-by-moment wonder. From that place, miracles like the ones I described will happen to you. They'll be unique to you, and they'll be just as marvelous, magical, and miraculous. My experience of this spiritual rocket ship into power beyond comprehension has been almost indescribable. I have success beyond my wildest dreams. I have new skills, and my level of love for myself and the world is on a level of understanding words often fail to describe. I live in a near-constant state of awe. Let me put it this way. Everyone has a lens through which they view the world. Religions, philosophies, therapies, authors, speakers, gurus, and candlestick makers all perceive the world through a particular mindset. What you'll learn in this recording is how to use a new lens to dissolve all lenses. And once you succeed, you'll be at the place I call Zero Limits. Please understand that this is the first recording in history to reveal this updated Hawaiian method for healing called Self-Identity Ho'oponopono. But also please understand that this is just one man's experience with the method, mine. While this recording is done with the blessing of the therapist who taught me the amazing method, everything to follow is recorded through my own lens of the world. To fully understand Self-Identity Ho'oponopono, you need to attend a weekend training and experience it for yourself. Trainings are listed online at ho'oponopono.org and at zerolimits.info. Finally, the entire essence of this recording can be summed up in one phrase, a phrase you will learn to use, a phrase that reveals the ultimate secret of the universe, a phrase I want to say to you and the divine right now. I love you. Take a ticket and have a seat. The train into your soul is about to take off. Hold on to your hat. I love you. Aloha nawai aya oe. I'm Dr. Joe Vitale. Au akua. The adventure begins. In August 2004, I was speaking and working a booth at the National Guild of Hypnotists annual convention. I enjoyed the people, the event, the energy, and the networking. But I wasn't prepared for the life-changing event that would begin that day. My friend Mark Ryan was working the booth with me. Mark is a hypnotherapist as well. He's very open-minded, curious, articulate, and penetrating when it comes to exploring life and all its mysteries. We often had conversations that lasted for hours. We talked about our heroes in therapy, from Milton Erickson to lesser-known shamans. It was during one of those conversations that Mark surprised me with the following. "Have you ever heard of the therapist who healed people without ever seeing them?" he asked me. Well, the question stopped me. I had heard of psychic healers and remote or distant healers, but Mark seemed to be suggesting something different. He's a psychologist who healed an entire mental hospital full of the criminally insane, but he never saw a single patient. "What did he do?" I asked. "He used a Hawaiian healing system called Ho'oponopono." "Ho'o-what?" I asked. I asked Mark to repeat the term about 12 more times. I never heard of it. Mark didn't know the story or the process well enough to tell me much more. I admit I was curious, but I also confess I was skeptical as well. I figured this had to be an urban legend. Heal people without seeing them? Yeah, right. Mark went on to tell me the following story. "I had been traveling to Mount Shasta in California for about 16 years in search of myself. One friend there gave me a little booklet that I never forgot. It was white paper with blue ink. It was an article about this Hawaiian therapist and his method. I read that article over and over again for years. It didn't describe what the therapist actually did, but it said he healed people with it.